Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. At the beginning of 2011, the coming storm of the Arab Spring promised hope of new beginnings throughout the Middle East and North Africa. But it's beginning to look a lot more like a chilly Arab winter for some. Hostilities toward believers have steadily increased. With the possibility that fanatic Muslims could take over Syria, Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says,
there is a real worry in the minds and hearts of our brothers and sisters there, to the point where they, like the Iraqi Christians, are seriously considering emigrating, leaving the country.
Syria is on the brink of civil war. It means the central government is losing its grip, and all of this is disrupting gospel work. Last December, we told you about a Bible translator in Nigeria who went missing. Stephen was heading up the Seed Company's Tarok New Testament project. While there's been no news of his whereabouts or safety, an area pastor is stepping in to keep Stephen's passion moving forward. Church leaders believe the completion of the Tarok Old Testament will complete the gospel picture and spark revival. And For Haiti with Love is throwing an exclusive party. The stipulation? You have to be poor to come. Few do much for Christmas in Haiti, but For Haiti makes it a celebration for the poorest of the poor.
For Haiti with Love throws a birthday party for Jesus. We give everybody a full meal. Everybody gets new gifts, stuff that they want instead of stuff that they need. And it's a good time to share the Christmas story.
The party may even be the basis for new life in Christ. You can help make the party happen by helping with shipping. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this new CD that'll point you to the Christ of Christmas, creating new memories for you this year. Get your CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.